But how very wonderful that my God will keep in perfect peace. That God is the keeper of this vineyard. If I let him, he who washed me with his own precious blood, he is the one that is careful to keep my heart with all diligence. I must put my heart into his powerful hand. I learned a song in those days, 50 years ago. Wonderful saving power, glorious keeping power, I'm abiding in the fountain that flows so full and free. Wonderful keeping power, glorious keeping power, his blood now cleanseth me. No power have I my soul to keep within the way. I don't. My, that song blessed me. Listen, I had to work many hours in the shop among men that cursed and swore, and they were just as vile as anybody could be. And to know that Jesus Christ covered me with his mantle, kept me from all defilement. He was able to save me in the first place, and he was able to keep me. And the men in the shop complained. They said, you don't talk. They tried to draw me out into some conversation. I keep my mouth shut. You have a heart, and that heart is either defiled and bound, or it is kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Listen, here's an offer of Almighty God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost to make your heart their holy shrine, the holiest of all, the temple of the living God, and to make your very body a temple of God and a member of the body of Jesus Christ.